This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jay's. Sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Angler U, and Boyd's One Stop, and Bayou City Angler. All right, getting to the weather. Here we go. 80 down on the island this morning. It looks like a mix of clouds and sun today. Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 84. Winds will be east-southeast 10 to 20. They're calling for that again today. And then for tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 78. Southeast winds 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms in the morning. High of 83 tomorrow. Southeast winds 10 to 20. Rain chance about 40% along the coast. A little better rain chance, you know, on the high ground. So that's where we're at. Tides for today. These are Galveston Channel predictions. Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We have a high at 5:02 a.m. It's a 1.6. Then a low at 10:29 a.m. a 1.2. And then a high at 3:39 p.m. a 1.6. And then a low 10:35 p.m. 0.6. 7:07 a.m. is sunrise. 7:18 p.m. sunset. And our moon phase, 4%, almost to that new moon. All right, currently offshore it's showing wave heights 1.6 feet with a period of 5 seconds. Eagle Point is south-southeast at 6 to 8. Water temps 85 degrees. Morgan's Point, 80 degrees with 85-degree water with a south-southwest wind at 2 to 3. And winds are down again this morning, but probably will pick up when the sun comes up, kind of like it did the last couple of days. So just be aware of that, and hopefully it's a good day for you out there. All right, let's move over to the Golden Triangle area and check in with Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Good morning, Bill. What's up?
You almost caught me yawning.
Yeah. That's kind of par for the course this time of morning for most.
Yes, sir, it sure is.
There's most that aren't even thinking about yawning yet. They're watching the back of them eyelids.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. But
boy, I slept in the other day. That felt good, just going till you just can't sleep anymore.
That's right. I might do that this morning.
Yep.
But I've got fishing trips coming up here. They're stacking up, and
well, that's a good
thing. I'm gonna have to get out there and perform like a show pony. So it's coming at me whether I want it to or not. My brief little respite has come to an end.
Well, as long as you're the pony and not the dog, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully I won't be the dog. That's somehow I've never been skunked on Sabine Lake in 26 years. That just hasn't happened. But it could at any time.
Oh, it does. I've been skunked on Sabine Lake. course, all I did was wade and throw topwaters and corkies and stuff trying to get a big one, but it's quite humbling.
If you do that, that's kind of a mixed bag.
I used
bag.
To notice that a lot about Sabine. It was either just unbelievable wide open, or it was, man, it was a grind. It was slow.
Yeah, it can be that way.
Yeah.
I remember one time we caught, I had one customer, and we caught three oversized reds. That's as close as I've ever been to getting skunked. Mm. Back then, we could keep one, you know.
Right.
So that was, he was amazed at how strong those fish were. I've been here this year. I caught 30 trout with my folks and kept five.
Yeah.
On the Louisiana side, too. So you can have some slow days.
Well, there's a lot of little fish and garbage and everything. The birds are working everywhere, you know, around here, but it's just trash. Gaff tops,
really?
Skipjacks, and undersized trout, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we've got going on. But if you poke around under those birds here and there, you'll finally find some trout. And they're usually on a sloping off place, you know, where it falls off into the channel. You'll find them somewhere between 10, 8 to 10, and on down to 16 to 17. That's where they were the other day. And that one day I caught them 24 feet down. That was weird.
Yeah, that is strange.
Yeah, that was strange. But there was oversized reds and pretty nice trout right down on the bottom out in front of that sloping off hill. There was a sharp little point that broke the current. It was shaped like a hatchet. You know, underwater point went off from 14, 15, and then sharply down to 22. And boy, I mean, they were gathered right there. But they were on the bottom. Ladyfish were just drilling everything across the top of the surface and down about 10 feet. Nothing but ladyfish. But if you got through those ladyfish into the bottom, that's where you catch fish.
Right.
We had an interesting day right there. That was odd. And the water wasn't terribly clear there. It was, you know, you could see down about 3 feet. And
well, that's
I'm
good
sure
enough
on
for
down
me.
There, it was,
that's good water in my books.
Yeah, that's okay water. There's nothing wrong with that.
Trout green, 3 foot visibility. It's time to catch them, man.
So I'm wondering when the shrimp are going to come out. They already have previewed back about late August. They showed us a little bit, and then they all went deep again.
Yeah.
And we had some really pretty trout out there above the 82 bridge, you know, up in the lake, all around the Louisiana Gold Post.
Yeah.
But they only stayed for 3 days. And boy, I mean, there was some solid 16, 17, 18-inch trout in that. That was a real exciting period. And then they just disappeared.
Yeah.
So I guess everything went deep again. The shrimp went down, and they started having to root them off the bottom. Well, I don't know.
We got a lot of shrimp out right now, but I don't think the bulk of them have dumped yet. I don't know. Probably that first really good norther. That'll...
Yeah, I think so.
We should see a significant dump, you know, out of the estuaries. There's a lot of shrimp these days, just not a lot of shrimpers to catch them up. There's a lot of shrimp.
There is. Yeah, but you're right. There's nobody shrimping over here at all.
No, there's no shrimping pressure anymore.
They can't make a living, I guess.
No, it's just that all this imported shrimp, you know, that went down, that has really hurt them. Well, they were getting hurt from all directions before that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that really
you're right.
Curtailed it.
We have a few offshore shrimpers that are berthed here, and you know, big shrimpers, and they go no telling where. They follow the territorial waters of whatever state they're, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think they go way offshore. But that's all that's here anymore. We've got one shrimp processing facility up there at Texaco Island.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. The market's cornered. They either sell their shrimp there or they don't sell them. Have to go to another state. I'm sure those guys all know where the, you know, where the processing facilities are. But that industry went down fast.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of commercial industries go down the tubes, you know, from beginning with the gill netters and then working their way up the chain. And it, man, in my view, just to really be my honest opinion, I didn't see it make any difference at all in our catch rates and our populations of fish that they were trying to protect, so to speak.
And, you know, the sand trout are not any bigger than they've been for the last 10 years.
Yeah, if you've got any at all, you know, that's the problem.
Yeah. Now, we started catching them real good when I started fishing deep.
You have any size to them?
No, you couldn't catch one over 10 inches.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just incredible because we used to have sand trout over here that were 2 pounds. They'd get those kind of bronzy purple backs. Boy, I mean, they were...
Sure.
They looked odd. They were so misshapen. They were so big. But you know, I have not seen one in probably 15 years.
Yeah, it's been years, man.
So how did that happen so fast? I don't understand that. We still catch some croakers every once in a while.
Yeah, but a croaker run's not even a hundredth of what it used to be. You know, the big croaker run every fall. Nothing like it. Not even close.
Yeah,
whiting,
we do
you know, those big bull whiting don't come into bays like they used to.
No. I remember on Half Moon Reef over there, we used to catch them like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all down on that south end, Campbell's and lower Galveston Bay and East Bay. Man, it used to be a big-time whiting and croaker run. Of course, we all
very
know about
few
the
here.
Rollover Pass croaker run that will never happen again because there's no pass. Gone. Boy, there's going to be a nice pier there, though.
It rolled over and passed out.
Yeah, it did.
So what kind of a pier are they going to
It's a nice pier, here? Man, you know, with the concrete beams and all that and footings. And it's supposed to be ready by next summer.
Have they started it yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going out in the water.
I haven't been down there in a while.
Yeah, I see updated pictures of it all the time. It's going to be a nice, nice pier. But no pass.
How far do you think it'll go out?
You know, I don't know how many feet that is. That's a good question. I haven't researched it enough to... I'm still disgusted with the pass being gone. Man, that was a funnel point to bring guff fish in, let bay fish out, bait, you know, everything. It was called a fish pass for a reason. And that's what it was opened up for in the, 53, 54, whenever it opened. Back in the day.
Yeah.
When we were young kids.
How has the back of East Bay became since they closed that?
I think it's pretty much hurt that bay. You know, if I just, my opinion, and a lot of people I know that fish that bay, and that bay's full of juvenile fish. Not to say there's not any decent fish over there, but for the most part, I mean, it's a lot of little fish. Same way in my backyard, too, but man, we just got to give this a fair shake and have us, you know, some salty years for a while to see if we recoup. I mean, these fish are used to getting flushed out, and then they come back, and you have to have some kind of substantial something on average, you know, to grow a resident population. And that's been the difficult part is, you know, what is a resident fish anymore? You know, the big ones we used to keep.
Fresh,
sure.
All this fresh water that we've had.
Exactly. Let me knock this break out. We'll continue this conversation. Hang on, Bill. I'll be right back at you. Well, folks, if you're looking for a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, or chicken, or to have all your wild game processing done, nothing beats the Belleville Meat Market. They're easy to find right in downtown Belleville. Look for the big white sign. Their meat market and processing facility are right next door to one another. And check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And, you know, stuffed peppers, mushrooms, stuffed pork tenderloins, hamburger patties, they've got it all there. Try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks, and their wild game processing facility. So many different blends of excellent sausage. You know, their deer burger, you know, the way they tenderize your back straps and package them up for you. Excellent packaging, excellent service. Try their new deer tamales and venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. And the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 420 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back.
Well, I'm back here with you, buddy.
Yeah.
So we've got so much hunting coming up.
And yeah, today's open day until season.
Oh, that's right.
Surprised you don't have a shotgun in your hand and running out the door this morning, bud.
No, I'll probably get to go here in about a week. And I've got a buddy that owns a piece of marsh down at Sea Rim.
Yeah.
25 acres down there, prime marsh. And he said when he went out there the other day, there was a bunch of teal, probably about 50 of them sitting on that pond. So, you know, it could happen. And it's getting a little hard for me to get around in that marsh. So. He said he has purchased an Argo. And that ought to make all the difference.
It'll help. But don't get it stuck.
Yeah, Lord have mercy.
I can't even think of all the things I buried in the marsh and back when I did all that. We buried everything, even big-time marsh buggies that you think you'd never be able to get stuck.
Yeah, how do you get one of those out?
With another one, if you can find another one.
Yeah, that's... you get one of those stuck and you're in a mess.
Don't go where the green grass grow, man. That those soft spots got that green cord grass coming up in them. Go around them. Don't plow through them. You won't get out.
Yeah, you can even get an airboat stuck. Believe it or not. Fall over in a ditch to the side.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Anybody that's duck hunted a long time in their life, they can write a book on some of the miserable things that's happened to them before or after a duck hunt. Just a lot of things can go wrong when you're down in that marsh, man.
Yes. There's some bottomless pits down there.
Lord.
I got my boat. I had a Maverick Master Angler 21. That was a fine boat.
Yeah, those are nice
boats. I used it to guide out of. Got a little bit small, though. Mm-hmm. But that thing, I could go anywhere in that. Well, I got it stuck back in Sea Rim back there. I got it stuck in a 90-degree curve.
Oh, Lord.
Just wasn't enough water to get around. Water just got too shallow. And so I bailed off the bow of that thing. And if it hadn't been for the tow rail I had around the front, I would have drowned.
You'd have went out of sight in the mud, huh?
Yeah, the bottomless mud.
Yeah.
And once I got off into there, and I just had on, flip-flops and shorts. And that's the only reason I got out of there.
Oh.
Man, I mean, I went down almost over my head, and my hands was on the tow rail, on the bow, and that's all that kept me from going under. And I would have drowned right there because the suction on your legs.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody would have ever known what happened to me. They would have just found the boat. And I'd have been outside in that mud. It was just like quicksand, but worse. And the suction on your legs, and you just couldn't get out of it. And if I was being young and strong as I was at that time.
Oh, at our age now, you're done.
No, I'd be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I won't ever jump off the bow into a little ditch or ever again. I'll just be sitting there and figure out how to do it from the boat. Yeah. Well, I just bailed off that bow. And can you imagine my shock and dismay? Yeah, it was. That was a serious, frightening experience.
Were you by yourself?
Yes.
That's...
Hell, scouting.
Yeah.
You know, there's places in there that the geese land on sand. You can walk around back in Sea Rim, and there's sandy places in there where the geese come and, you know, sand their craw. And you can just walk around on that hard sand. But that was not one of those places.
No, that was the wrong spot. Oh, boy.
Yeah, don't just bail over the side of the boat anywhere in, you know, in the bay systems. You be careful about that, because I'm here to tell you, you can drown. And once that suction gets a hold of you.
Well, and you keep struggling, the more you struggle, the more you sink. And
yeah, the deeper you go.
Exhausted and just can't get out, man. Like a big old cow stuck in the mud.
Yeah. Well, that was a day I liked about the farm.
Yeah. Yeah, you made
it. I've been lost in the marsh. I got lost in the marsh on a new area I was hunting one time. I walked and walked and walked and walked, got lost.
Oh, boy.
All that sea cane up and down the intercoastal looked the same.
It all looks the same. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, you talk about getting lost in the marsh with a boat. Back, you know, in the days before GPS, is all that marsh and that Louisiana Delta over there. My gosh.
I don't know.
There might be areas over there that man's never been. You know, it's huge.
Yeah.
Now with the GPS, at least you can backtrack and find your way back.
That's true.
But talk about all looking the same, and man. Did I come through this marsh pond to get in that ditch over there to get out to the main bayou? You know, it'll play with your head.
Yeah, I went to explore in a ditch that I had never been up the other day on Sabine Lake, and I got grounded out.
Mm-hmm.
It just got too shallow too quick, and I didn't even have a thought of getting out of that boat. Now, I just worked it around and worked it around and worked it around until I backed it up. I must have backed up 100 yards in that crooked ditch. But I was not going to get out of that boat. I mean, it's just, I already learned my lesson about that. Once bit, twice shy, they say.
Yeah, twice shy. You know,
because we've got.
I was going to ask you, you heard anything from any of your buddies over there about the beachfront? A lot of bull reds and tarpon washing up there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's happening.
The pokey boats are just wearing holes in them, man. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen pokey boats much this year, but I haven't been into the Gulf much.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been to the jetty a couple times. And so I haven't seen the puggy boats, but if they're over there, they'll catch redfish and puggy. Once they get that strike net run around that school, they're going to kill all those redfish.
Yeah.
I've seen them float up on the beach, you know, 20 or 30 at a time.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of photos and stuff of, you know, dead tarpon, bull reds, just...
Oh, yeah.
Sad to see.
Yeah, because all of that stuff, they key on those hand-sized pogies. And, I mean...
They're going to catch everything.
They're going to catch everything.
And where the bait is, where the fish are.
Yes, that's true. And I don't know what the answer is to, you know... They suction, they got a great big old... pipe that they dump down in the water and suction all of those pogie over into the boat. So I don't know how you could save anything. It all goes to the processor. And that's kind of an issue that, so I guess they still have those boats over there in Cameron.
Yeah,
I just hadn't seen them for a couple of years.
Oh, well. All right, Bill. Well, hey, man, you have a good weekend. I've got to run. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing this fall and winter with you, how they reach you?
Well, just call me on 409-673-9211 and Fish Sabine Lake on the web.
All right, buddy.
Get a hold of me that
All
way.
All right, Bill. We'll be talking to you. You
Take
have
care,
a good weekend.
Man.
See you, man. All right.
Yes, you too, sir.
All right. Well, you know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover all topics. They're archived. That way you can see patterns over time. Educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com. And improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 4:35. All right, let's head up to Conroe and check in with the fish dude this morning. Richard, what's up, bud?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
I'm here, brother. I'm here.
Good deal, man. It's feeling nice out, 72 degrees. Can't beat that. So
days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and temperatures are coming down.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it got hot in the middle of the day yesterday.
Oh, good night. It sure did. I'll tell you what, that dang wind will not blow. This is the strangest year when it comes to wind. I mean, yesterday, the morning was okay. There was a little bit of a wind, maybe a 3 to 5 mile an hour wind early. Yeah. And then it shut down, and it got slick as glass out there, and it stayed that way till dang near dark. And then this morning, it ain't looking much better this morning either. So it's like, good night. And these fish just don't want to bite when that wind's calm like this. I mean, it's just the strangest thing. So it's just one of them things. This morning, we're going to try some hybrids and then jump on them catfish, depending on what the hybrids do. But I'm not expecting a whole lot out of them, but we're going to give them a shot anyway. There ain't no doubt. So just one of them things. And then, yesterday morning we had 45 catfish all of a cat. I bet we caught 50, 60 more that we threw back. And then yesterday afternoon was even worse. I mean, we only had 9, but I had these youngsters in the boat, and they had a blast, just catching what we caught. But we had dang many little ones. It was unreal. I mean, it's just crazy how these fish just won't bite without that wind. They're just not doing very good. I mean, it's just strange, but. Yeah, and this, like I said, this is the weirdest year. It's been one of the coolest summers we've had, but it's just these goofy old fish, they want that wind for some reason. I mean, and it doesn't take much, just a little ripple on the water and they bite good. Whenever it just slicks off, they don't want to eat nothing. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. And I wish I could figure out how to catch them when it slicks off like that, but yesterday afternoon, I bet we hit at least 6 different spots and just, trying different things, trying to change it up, deep, shallow, mid-range. I mean, good night. And nothing would back right. Yeah. Those between 6 and 10 inches long, they were eating everything up. But anything that I consider big enough to keep, they just wouldn't do nothing. So it's like, good night. That's just absolutely nuts. And lots of little bitty blue cats. I mean, goodness. Them blue cats are, a lot of them are 6, 8 inches long, but they're everywhere. I mean, everywhere I go, I'm catching those little bitty blue cats like that. And it's good to see that.
Well, that's why you'll never, ever run out of catfish. You just can't.
No,
they're like feral hogs, man. They just multiply and just keep coming, baby.
Ain't no doubt they do. Well, I tell you what, they just keep on going. I mean, I've been borderline tempted to just go see how many brim I can catch, because at least for the most part, them rascals will bite most of the time. And it's crazy here. When I've been out, during most of the week, I've been out bass fishing and stuff like that. And I get to looking at, because the way this new boat's set up, I've got the forward facing and where I'm looking straight ahead, plus I've got the scout mode, which is what Lawrence has. Garmin calls it perspective mode. So I'm looking at basically 180 degree view in front of the boat. And while I'm going along there in the scout mode, because like I say, I got both of them. I got forward and scout at the same time. And I'll be going along and looking at fish on my forward, and I look down and I'll see a whole bunch of brim beds everywhere. It's like, okay, so... you get to see everything as it happens. It looks like those brim beds are neat looking on that scout mode also, because it just looks like a little minefield out there, just full of little potholes. And it's a blast. And I mean, there's some in areas that I never even expected them to be there. I just get to, with this, the way this thing's set up, I get to see it all in real time, whereas before I'd go along with my side imaging and just kind of side image.
Oh, these fish can't even hide anymore. They can't even have a secret spawning place.
No, they can't. I guarantee you, they can't have it.
I mean, can't hide, baby.
That's it. I'll tell you what, the electronics nowadays are just amazing. There's a lot of people that are lot of tournament circuits are banning it for use and stuff like that. And I don't really understand it. I've never understood that part of it, because when it comes to bass fishing in general, they've always been the leaders in just new technology, new techniques, different things like that. And they've done that forever. you know. And then all of a sudden, you get one little thing like the forward-facing sonar, and they want to ban it because, and most of it's the older guys because they don't understand it, don't know how to use it, and they're getting beat by these youngsters that grew up playing video games. And, yeah. I mean, that's I can understand why they don't like it, but, I mean, I don't want to go back to libraries just because we've got the Internet, right? I mean, it's the same thing. It's just it's new technology. Learn it, you know. I mean, and years ago, and you may even remember it, during some of the bass tournaments, I'm talking about years ago, they actually wanted to ban plastic worms because they caught too many fish.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, it's like, I mean, you get stuff like that, and you go, you know, they wanted to do this back then, and now all of a sudden, just because you got some electronics out there that'll show you, you know, granted, you can see the fish, but that doesn't mean you can catch them. I mean, that's...
No, you still got to catch them. That's right.
Right.
You still got to fool them.
Right. And it's, I mean, it's that's exactly what it is. And it's, you know, it's fun chasing them. But, you know, me, I'll sit there and I'll look at them for a little while and I'll chunk at a few of them. But if they don't want to act right, I go back to my old school techniques where I'm throwing in areas that I know historically they go to, you know, and most of it's in shallow water and stuff like that where I know they move into these
areas.
Well,
our fish used to be safe in deep water.
Right, right. They're not anymore. That's the thing. No. The deep open water fish, they're not safe anymore. But, you know, what's neat is, like, I was over at Rayburn right after I first got mine, and right there around St. Augustine Park, I was fishing in the back of that cove right there, and it was in, like, December or something like that. In about 5-6 foot of water, it wasn't very deep. I was in the very back of that creek, and I spotted a school of shad kind of cutting across the back of that creek with three bass chasing them. And it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna kind of intercept them. So, you know, you kind of triangulate and say, okay, they're going from left to right, and they're going to be about 10 yards, 15 yards in front of me. You know, you throw out there ahead of them, and then you turn your forward facing and look at it, and start reeling your bait in, and just about the time the bait ball that they're chasing crosses, you see a fish come in behind it, and you reel your bait through there, and boom, they thumped it, you know. And it's like, okay, this is good, you know. I enjoy this, you know, because it's you see them and you get to, you know, you got, like I say, those you had to triangulate because it was, you know, three fish after one school of shad, and then open water stuff, there's a lot of times you'll just see individual fish out there, and sometimes you can identify what type they are, other times you can't, you know, like the other day I threw out there and caught a goob, and then the next one I threw at was a gar, and it's like, okay, well, they're, you know, they're distinctively different in size, but you can't always tell what the species is.
Sure.
So, you know, you're chunking at everything out there and thinking, okay, that you just have to learn the way they act and react to certain things, whether it's a bass or a gar or a goo or a catfish or, you know, whatever, how they're relating to the bottom structure, things like that. And sometimes a bass, they'll stick right on the bottom, and you throw a bait out there and get it close to them, and they'll shoot up like a rocket just trying to get that bait, you know. And then other ones, they'll sit there, like a white bass, for example. He'll sit out there in open water and kind of hover above the bottom, and you'll throw a bait out there in front of that rascal, and sometimes he'll shoot in there after wide open. Other times he'll just kind of ease up to it and look at it. And if he wants to eat it, he eats it. If he doesn't, he'll back off of it. But, you know, it's different learning a different fish, how they move in relation to bait and stuff like that. And, you know, like I say, it's one of those things where I don't understand the people that don't want it out there. I mean, it's because it, you know, granted, maybe it's, I know, like BASS and stuff like that, it's taken away from their viewership because nobody wants to sit there and watch a guy looking at a screen, right? But when it comes to weighing in fish and catching fish pretty consistently, once you get used to it, it's, you know, you can do it. I mean, you can catch fish just about every time you go. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, and during the spawn, that's why I like that scout mode. During the spawn, I can back off of those fish and not have to actually sight fish for them anymore. I can do it on my depth finder screen instead of instead of having, you know, because these youngsters got better eyes than we got. I mean, used to, I could see those fish in the water pretty good, but as I get older, it gets where I can't. I can see them, and I know what I'm looking for, but a lot of people still don't understand that.
Well, just imagine being our age and not knowing what you're looking for and then trying to see what, you know, somebody else is seeing. Yeah, it's a whole different game.
It is. It's completely different. And, you know, that's the thing, you know, and but that's over all the years that I've been out here guiding and even tournament bass fishing, you get with people that have never done the sight fishing game before, and whenever you can spot them and they can't, you try to teach them the little techniques. Like, I always look for their tails more than anything when I'm throwing a bait at them, because that tail movement.
Well, you got more movement, that catches your eye quicker and better, you know, with movement.
Right.
It's just like hunting in the woods. I mean, you can look at everything, it all looks the same till something moves.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Pretty much same principle. All right, buddy.
Ain't no doubt about it.
I got a rock and roll. If somebody wants to call you about coming up, Richard, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
All right, Mickey, anyone can get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
Better days coming, too. All right, Richard,
yes,
have a
sir.
Good day. Catch them up, man. Yep. Good luck to you.
All right,
man.
Bye.
All right, let's run down Matagorda Way and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky this morning. Charlie P., good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man.
Well, tell me what the Astros did. I didn't know Matagorda, and they
best
lost.
Best team won. I mean, we're outmatched, man. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. All I could get was the Texas game, and that's what I watched. But.
Yeah, well, we don't win these next two, we're out of it. You know, what scares me more is going to Oakland after this, you know, playing the A's. I mean, they scare me more than the Mariners do. Them young guys they're one of the hottest teams since the All-Star break.
Yeah. Well, they did us an injustice, you know. It was good all year long, but.
Yeah, I mean, we've been competitive all year. I can't believe we're where we're at.
Yeah.
And I think we broke the all-time major league record of the most injuries by a team in one season.
I believe that. Can't win them all.
Four
hell.
Solo bombs, man. It was just bombs away. Those guys, well, they're the second best team in baseball at home runs. They don't need base runners and stealing bases and playing small ball. They just, hey, let's knock it out. Let's beat them this way.
Yeah, they got the pitching and they got the hitting. They got
both.
Yeah,
they do.
Whatever. Well, nothing new on the fishing over here, Mickey.
If I see Walker strike out one more time, I'm going to shoot my television.
Oh, my God. Isn't that the truth?
I mean, you know, we talked about John Singleton last year and all that on first base, but I looked him up. He actually batted .239 for the season last year, and he only struck out 42 times. You know how many times Walker struck out after last night? 172.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And a lot of them looking.
Yeah. Yeah, most of them.
Yeah. Well, we just got so spoiled all those years with Jeff Bagwell at first and then Yuli Gurriel, and it just I don't know. Can't blame it on one guy. It takes a team to win, a team to lose. Just, hey, when you can't hit the ball, you're not going to beat anybody. I don't care how good your pitching is. Our bats are just too hot and cold, too streaky.
Yeah.
But they're fun to watch. I mean, it's drama.
Oh, yeah.
Every night.
It'll still be a good playoff
season. I don't know what my wife's
going
to do when baseball season's over. If we don't go to the playoffs, I'm going to have a raving maniac on my hands. I've never seen a woman get into baseball like she has in the last few years. She's just ate up with it.
Start calming her down now, because you're not going nowhere, I don't think.
Boy, I might put her on meds. I mean, she lives and dies every pitch. Kind of like we do with our fishing, every cast.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I see different on the fishing now, Mickey, is, you know, we, for a long time, we're saying we're catching a lot of undersized fish, and now they're all slots, you know, most of them upper slots.
We've kind of flip-flopped. We went from, you know, nice lots to lots of little ones.
Yeah. And I hear you keep saying there's birds working over there.
Everywhere.
Even though it's not here. None.
Well, y'all shrimp hadn't dumped yet.
Well, you know, we had them everywhere a month or so ago.
Right.
You know, kicking up shrimp on the shorelines and everything, and I'm not seeing that yet. I mean, that could change today.
Maybe they moved into the bayous and marsh and everything.
Yeah. Well, I fished back lakes last weekend, and I didn't see it there, but, you know, somebody's on them somewhere like that, but
yeah.
I'm not seeing it. We're catching plenty. I waded yesterday, and we caught, you know, plenty of fish wading and good fish. No big ones, nothing. Maybe a couple of 22s, maybe a 23, but
yeah,
just most of them good 17 to 19 inch fish.
You know? What'd y'all fish for them with? What'd you catch them on?
Both plastics and topwaters.
Oh, that's good. That's a good combination.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
Yeah.
Tails and topwaters, baby. Cover a lot of water and both of them catch fish.
Yeah. You know, I've noticed the color on the plastics this year. It's been more on something white.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we throw fried chicken. That's a.
I love that color. Isn't that a good looking bait?
It sure is. I like it.
I caught some fish in Baffin with Cliff on that fried chicken. It was working pretty good there for a couple hours.
Yeah. You know, it's close to being bone diamond, but it's more whitish. And
yeah.
They like it.
You know, more creamier pearl color, you know, with the glitter and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we're seeing more redfish over here. I'm not finding them. I looked for them hard yesterday, but... and it's people throwing bait, you know, they're really catching them mostly.
Yeah.
But, little by little, they're showing up. The tides didn't seem to be quite as high yesterday morning, but they came in all day. And, I'm sure once we get the first front, you know, that's going to suck a bunch of shrimp out. And then, you know, then things will change. Then there'll be fish on birds and birds on shorelines and kicking up shrimp everywhere you go. But that's the way it is right now. There's still plenty of fish to catch, and everybody's catching fish.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah. I noticed the bait camps and the shrimpers, they're not catching a lot of shrimp in their nets. You know, the bait camps, they only have some shrimp every morning.
Yeah.
Normally this time of year, there's plenty. So, I don't know. Every year is different.
It is.
So,
just got to roll with what you got to work with.
Figure it out and make it happen.
I'm with you.
Yep. But that's what's going on over here. I haven't heard any more tarpon stuff. I know it's peak time right now, but...
I know, they're still T-rolling them over there in Port O'Connor at the jetties.
Yeah.
I mean, a big one here and there, but most of them are just, you know, normal, average size to small size. They're catching a lot of them, though.
Yeah. I know it's nice and cool and comfortable in the morning. You know, some mornings you want to put a jacket on, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Come 1 or 2 o'clock, you almost want to take everything off.
Oh,
it's so hot.
I'm telling you, it's gets warm later in the day. But that's all fixing to come to a head. We'll slowly get into fall, if there is such a thing in Texas, summer to winter, really, basically.
And I have yet to see a teal fly over in the mornings.
Really? Well, they just...
I'm sure when the shooting starts today,
they'll be coming to the coast, I'm sure, because we got them. I know a lot of guys that are still guiding, and they're loaded up. They're going to have a pretty wild and wicked shoot this morning, if you're in the right place.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie P. Well, hey, man, somebody wants to come down and roll out and make a weight or cut a drift with you, how they get a hold of you, brother?
Best to call me on a cell phone, 713-725-2401.
We need the real Fromber Valdez tonight.
Either that or get rid of him, one of the two.
Well, Hunter Brown pitched so good last night. I mean, he struck out 9, and he gave up 2 long balls. That's about it. But just big, loud hits. But that's the way it works, man. We shall see. Hanging on by a thread. I'll see you next week, Charlie.
Take care, Mickey.
Later, buddy. All right. All right, it's time for a top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.